guys, what's up? Welcome back to Real Talk with Jenny Novella. So today, we are with Gisa Paredes, who is a Master of Arts, a registered psychologist, founder of Healing Minds PH, and COO of Well at Sea. So fun fact, she spends 100% of her time now dedicated to seafarers globally on their mental and physical well-being. We're gonna discuss thankfulness, toxic positivity, especially in terms of the happenings of 2020, New Year's resolutions, and whether we should write them for 2021 or just give up now. Okay, hello, Miss Gisa. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Janina. Nice to meet you. And thank you for having me on this episode.
Of course, I'm so excited to pick your brain. I feel like I have a lot to learn from you, being an overthinker. And a lot of our listeners are actually also overthinkers, especially when it comes to worst case scenarios and focusing on the worst things that you could focus on. And ideally, we are supposed to be positive. We're supposed to be hopeful. But how do we do that when it feels basically impossible? You know, how can we continue living thankfully and adopt a positive attitude even if?
Well, the thing is, let's be realistic, right? Given like the circumstances of 2020, being positive is not the end goal. And a lot of people like to say, oh, just be positive. Let go of that, just be positive. I want to start with that. One way to be able to look at it is to ask ourselves, what were the moments in your year wherein you genuinely felt love, supported, you know, compassion and things like that? And maybe in looking back in those moments, you'll find little things.
Yeah. So when you find those moments, is there a specific thing that you do, or is it just ruminating in your mind the whole day? Do you have a ritual that you can share that maybe I can absorb into my daily life?
Everyone has kind of been overthinking this year, and I have to admit I have to. I've gotten to that point. I know what it feels like to be over everything, overwhelmed, overthinking. And it was in that moment when, you know, it takes time for us to be able to come to center, focus on something nice that we'd like to remember. It starts with that.
I think it's important also what you were talking about, because it's really all of the little things. You know, in terms of the year, maybe there weren't huge things, you know, blessings that happened in their lives. That doesn't mean that there weren't any blessings at all. It just means maybe we have to look a little harder for them so that we can see them a little bit better. Now I'm kind of curious, can you share one of those little things if you're comfortable?
Yeah, I mean, like, what was one of my favorite moments of 2020? When my best friend called me, I was having a really bad day, and we talked on the phone, and at the end of the conversation, we were dying of laughter because part of my complaint was that I bought the wrong screwdriver. Oh. So it was petty, but you know how when you're just having so many things already and then you bought the wrong thing and it just added to the day and all of that. But his laughter and the way that he kind of made it feel like, girl, you're going to be okay, was everything I needed in that moment. And it's those little things. And I guess one more thing that I'll share was the day that I saw my brother again after 9 weeks in quarantine. So our family was, you know, separated, and my brother had to make his way into our village. When we stepped out of the gate to see him for the first time, we all cried. Oh. But I can tell you that it was one of my favorite moments of 2020. Yeah.
One of the morals for me for 2020 is appreciating the simple things. And that's only one of the many lessons, you know, from this year. But I think, like, approaching the next year is a scary thing. Because first you're scared of, oh my gosh, there are so many difficulties that caused me to learn so many lessons. But also, I don't know what is my, you know, what's the best disposition for approaching the next year? Because December to January, you're supposed to be preparing to go back to the gym. You're supposed to be, you know, promising yourself that you're gonna get a boyfriend or things like that. You know, you have all of these New Year's resolutions that I don't even know are, should I write even
exactly
this year anymore?
Yeah, or, like, is it worth writing a goal?
Yeah,
if the year is gonna be canceled again.
Exactly. You know, I was looking at my New Year's resolutions for this year, and no tick boxes, like barely any tick boxes. So, you know, what are your thoughts about your are creating resolutions for 2021?
Well, I think realistically, and I think I've said this many times this year, go at your own pace. We don't know where we're all going to be at when the clock strikes 12, you know, emotionally, mentally, physically. Hopefully you're safe when that happens, that mm-hmm. you're healthy. You know, I won't lie. I've written down wishes. I'm not sure if it's like resolutions. There are goals that definitely I want to be able to achieve. So I think those mm-hmm. are what I'm like focusing on. But I'm also wishing. I'm trying to keep myself in this space with hope. Hope for yeah. the future. Hope that I'll be able to see friends again. Hope that there will be a day where I will be in an airplane and it will feel safe.
Yeah. And so is that one of your wishes?
Oh, definitely. I think everyone who's been asked, the minute you get a vaccine, everyone's like, yeah, heading to the airport.
Yeah, just leaving, yes. going to the beach, into the mountains, or just somewhere that's not home. A while ago, you mentioned that the ultimate goal is not positivity. And you know, I want to pick your brains on that. Why do you think that?
Well, with this whole social media era, there is such a thing as toxic positivity. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. we all know that when it comes to mental health, it is not helpful to anyone who is going through a mental episode to ask them to snap out of it. That's minimizing what they're experiencing. But perhaps what we'd like is a shift in thinking or perspective or gaining some sort of perspective into where they are, some sort of awareness. So that space that feels heavy, you know, eats us up sometimes, it's okay to be there. And it's really important to be able to look at that space too, because that way we really get to know ourselves mm-hmm. and we get to know what will work for us better next time.
This practice, was it always your thing, or was it something that you learned like this year or last year, or somebody taught this to you?
To answer the question, it's years of doing the work. It's years of understanding who I am, what works mm-hmm. for me. There's a process that we have to go through. And like I said earlier, it's really important that we go at our own pace, to each their own time.
Yeah. I love that you said do the work. Because it is actual work, you know, to not overthink, to not focus on the negative, to find those moments, as you said. It's hard work. So do you have practical tips for somebody who's having a hard time, I don't know, finding the moments, or they feel like they're constantly under that cloud that they want to get out of?
I encourage a lot of journaling. Write your thoughts yeah. down. It's moving what is in your mind to paper, making it concrete. Yeah. Sometimes a lot of that gets stuck in our heads, and before we know it, we're on like the 10th scenario of what could possibly go wrong, and then yeah. we've collapsed. And that's an anxiety attack, right?
Yes.
So completely. Write it down, make it concrete. Something that I like to do is I get cartolina. I get mm-hmm. large sheets of paper.
And then
I just write all over it. I make mind maps. But the larger the paper, the better. Because when you have a small notebook, I feel limited.
Yeah.
But ultimately, if you are having a hard time, please call a mental health professional. Seek the help that you will yes. need. And make sure that you have a list of your strong people. You know you can trust and be vulnerable with. You cannot call everybody, but I'm sure right now as you're listening to this, there are about one or two people whom you know could help you through what you're going through.
You know, I love that. I think there are people now who feel like they don't have strong people. How would you describe a strong person that you can go to?
Strong people are people that you've known, I would say more than 10 years, to be safe. You may feel like maybe there aren't, but dig deeper. There's got to be someone that's known you your whole life. A relative, a distant cousin, classmate somewhere, or a work friend. These are the people that have seen you through difficulty, but have also seen you achieve certain things. And I think that's important. Because when we are in the dumps, they can also remind us of our light. And that's, I think that's the most essential part.
Yeah, I like that. It's you know, strong people should be the people who have seen you in your ups, so that when you're in your downs, they can remind you of those moments. Yeah, we just want to encourage everybody that you really can't do the higher perspective, the positive thinking, the whatever thing alone. The work is not meant to be solo. And it's so much easier if you journey with other people through this trying times. I hate that term. As we come to a close, I was just wondering if you have any, I don't know, any last minute advice for people who feel like they really need this podcast and who feel kind of hopeless coming or approaching 2021.
Well, I want to jump off what you just said. You know, the need to be able to journey with someone else. You know, there's that famous quote on the internet, lack of expression leads to depression. Sometimes we just need to express it. So if it's not in a long social media message, which sometimes we do because, you know, we're a passive-aggressive culture, then
it's true.
Express it maybe through dance, through song, shift the energy in your space. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Create a playlist, do something. You know, you have to express what's going on inside. And if that just means calling someone to say, hey, can I just say this? You don't have to say anything, but can I just say what's on my mind?
That's so important.
That can help already so much.
Thank you so much, Miss Jesus, for coming on to the show. But I think I learned a lot, especially in regards to in a year of constant disaster and just clutter and darkness, you really have to train your mind to find moments of goodness and hold on to those. Also, for sure, stay in touch with reality, but don't stop wishing and hoping for a better year. You know, we had no idea what 2020 would hold for us. We didn't know that it would be this bad. But in the same way, we have no idea what 2021 holds for us. So, we also have no idea what if it's actually gonna be good. This has been Real Talk with Janina Vella. What did you learn in your self space today?